You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Thursday show, and before I get into the news, I want to congratulate all the graduating college students that tonight will be getting their degrees at Richland College. Tonight is the big ceremony, and students are heading over there right now, as well as faculty, so we will be closing the studio early, so this is going to be a very short show compared to the normal situation, where I usually shoot for an hour or longer. What's in the news today, it's getting a lot of coverage on talk radio, which somewhat surprised me. President Trump gave an interview. He does do that, believe it or not. It's not an unusual situation, but for some reason, Donald Trump interview on NBC with Holt is getting a lot of attention. Now, I don't watch television at home. I mainly read and sleep. So I really don't follow. I haven't listened to one of the major networks newscast in years, and I'm going to come back to that in my last story. He did say something during that interview, and I do have, for those that are new to the show, the way you listen to the Pronk Pop Show is to go to my companion blog, ProncPops.wordpress.com. That's ProncPops, ProncPops.wordpress.com. And under my photograph, there are links to the most recent shows. This is show 891. But under that, you'll have photographs, articles. Now, we don't have the NBC Nightly News interview yet, but we do have, NBC did publish a brief interview segment. And what struck me, and I also read an excerpt that, again, NBC published on it. Trump made a statement that maybe the Democrats should pay attention to. And this is the president making a statement to what I call Big Lie Media, one of the stars of Big Lie Media, Holt, that there was no collusion between me and my campaign and the Russians. I believe that because I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the evidence and nothing shows up. Nothing. This is what I called on the last show conspiracy theories. I think what's happening is the Democratic Party, as well as the left in this country, are losing their minds. They're cracking up. They're having a nervous breakdown over the fact that President Trump got elected and he's in the White House and he's actually firing people that a week ago they were demanding. They've lost confidence in him. So the president also has lost confidence in James Comey and decides to fire him. And now they've totally flipped out. They get what they want, and they're mad about it. It's like little children having a fit, petulant children. No, it's an attack of Trump derangement syndrome. People start screaming and yelling. They should see a doctor. They need professional care. And guess what? I ignore them. I don't watch you. And I don't listen to the fake news. And that's probably a good thing because that improves people's mental health. They don't have to listen to the propaganda that the three networks are broadcasting. They have become, and it's happened a long time ago, folks, a long time ago, they're mouthpieces for the Democratic Party. And they can't get over the fact that with all the money and all the support they gave Hillary Clinton, she lost. How could she have lost? The American people don't believe big lie media, and they certainly didn't believe Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for anyone in that race. I couldn't stand Hillary Clinton, and I don't trust Donald Trump. But at least on some of the hot button issues with me, he was all right. And that's immigration, and to a certain extent, tax reform. But I knew a long time ago, Donald Trump's not a conservative. He's not a libertarian. He's not a classical liberal. He's a liberal Democrat. And liberal Democrats, whether locally or nationally, are big spenders. They want to spend your money, my money, on what they think is important. Well, I'd rather keep my money, and I'm sure you want to keep your money. So I wasn't going to vote for Hillary Clinton nor Donald Trump. And when I see the idiocy, that's the only thing, trying to be somewhat diplomatic, of the Democrats now, it's amazing. And I think the White House and President Trump is just as stunned as everybody else. You know, you would have gotten the impression they couldn't stand James Comey. He was the one. Hillary said, he's the reason I'm not president. She's in deep denial, folks. But the Democrats are in deep denial. They were rejected by the people, and that is driving them up the wall. It's why they want to blame it on Trump. It's really the fact that after 8 years of Obama, the people said, enough is enough is enough. It is time for change. Anything would be better. And we certainly don't want more of Obama with Hillary Clinton. So they're having fits about the firing of James Comey. Now, in the interview that I won't be watching, I will, once they publish it on YouTube, see the highlights. Trump makes it very, very clear that he lost confidence in the FBI director. And he gave him a chance. But he watched his testimony in front of Congress, and he came to the conclusion that he used the phrase, and I in the past have used the phrase, a showboater, someone that wants attention. Another way to describe it, although I don't really think it fits Comey, is drama queens. They want to be the center of attention. Now, I don't know what's the most accurate description. I don't know the man, and most people never know their elected representatives, or even government officials. And I spent all of the last two shows saying I was amazed President Obama didn't fire him after that July 5th interview, and I played it again. And I'm glad I did, because some people, it's the first time they ever heard of it, and I'm not going to play it ever again. But if you do listen to it, and a lot of people have, that almost, I'll say this, everyone that's listened to it comes to the same conclusion that he was going to say, I'm recommending to the Department of Justice that we pursue a case against her. In other words, indict her or charge her. He didn't do that. In other words, all the evidence, and he had quite a bit of it, said, by God, she should be prosecuted. You see, normally, and I'm going to just do it for a minute, the FBI won't comment on an investigation. They won't. And they got to be very careful, because they can. When you investigate somebody, you're going to get, first of all, you're going to get conflicting evidence and testimony. You have to weigh it. And you certainly, if you're not going to pursue charges, you don't want to damage the reputation or injure people that you've been investigating. So you don't say anything. That's the normal situation. Normal, it's like 99.9999% of the time. The only time you really become aware that someone has not only been under investigation is when the Department of Justice prosecutes them and seeks an indictment. That's a criminal investigation. So most people that have listened to, and you can go on YouTube or go to my companion site and look at the last show. At the very top, I have that video. And I listened to it again today. They thought that he was going to recommend that the Department of Justice seek charges, and he didn't. And that's why a lot of Republicans lost confidence in him, and the Democrats initially applauded him because he got Hillary Clinton off the hook until the October surprise. So you've seen a lot of flip-flopping, mainly amongst Democrats, about James Comey. People go hot and cold on him. Maybe Donald Trump is on to something, because I've heard other comments that FBI director wants to be somewhat the focus of attention. And that's what I think our president is trying to say. Anyway, enough of the firing of an FBI director. I think what's more interesting, who's going to replace him? I have no idea. Whoever it is really needs bipartisan support. Ideally, you would want someone in there that both Democrats and Republicans respect. The only challenge is going to be, and I agree with this, you want independence, but it's a matter of degree. And there's some major pending problems that a new FBI director is immediately going to have to address. And that is, what are we going to do about the Hillary Clinton and Clinton Foundation investigation? That's still going on, by the way. What I hear, that's not over with. And whether or not they're going to reopen, and I think they should reopen, the investigation into Hillary Clinton. And since the Democrats are demanding a special counsel, well, okay, we'll get a special counsel, but a special counsel or special prosecutor for who? Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. That's what's needed there. And I'm not a lawyer, but I follow this. I'm not generally in favor of special prosecutors, but in some cases, and I think going after the Clintons and Hillary Clinton, a special prosecutor isn't in order. I think Bill Clinton has had that experience. Well, I think he's about to have it, and his wife is going to have it this time. I'm hoping that. Maybe that's why the Democrats are screaming and hollering. They're afraid their Saint Hillary might be prosecuted. You see, that's what the American people are demanding. They don't believe she's above the law. And that would not be good at all for who? Hillary Clinton and, yes, President Obama. So the Democrats are having a nervous breakdown. They're looking like phony hypocrites. And I say, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. Please, please, please keep it up. Now, for people that listen to them and believe in them, you're spreading hysteria. But people that really don't take this that serious. See, here's what's very frustrating. I can think of probably 100 to 200 things that are more important than this. Getting the economy moving again, growing again, is high up there because that affects everybody. Most Americans have to work for a living, and as college graduates enter the labor force, it's probably one of the better job markets in years, provided we don't go into another recession. And I'm afraid that could happen. I'm not making any predictions, but there's a distinct possibility that that will happen, and that's going to hurt people entering the labor market, whether it's a high school graduate or dropout or a college graduate or dropout. That's what I'd want to be talking about today. I was preparing the show, and quite frankly, I couldn't find any news story initially other than this NBC Holt is going to be, it has, well, the interview has taken place. It just has not been aired. And it was clear that the topic of discussion was going to be how his thought processes of Trump firing Comey. He wanted to give Comey a chance. He thought, and he lost confidence in him, and the president can fire anyone he wants that's in the cabinet, as well as FBI directors, not civil service. And I'm probably not as puzzled as Trump, but it is somewhat puzzling. Don't they understand how they're looking like fools, phony hypocrites? They're becoming laughingstock. Well, Chuck Schumer, keep it up. Keep it up. Maybe you have a safe seat. Sometimes that's the problem. That has been the problem with New York City. New York City, and I'm from New York originally, it's been Democrats so long. Now, occasionally you get Republicans in, but they're usually liberals. You never have, well, you have to go back a ways, have conservatives, and very few. And I know about Bill Buckley running, but he knew Like he said, I demand a recount. I'm looking at the clock. I really got to cut it off in about 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes. So Trump derangement syndrome is alive and well in the Democratic Party, and they're spreading it around through fake news stories. The one that was going to rounds today was, well, the Washington Post has a newspaper article with 30 sources in the White House. Okay, assume it's right. You know, most reporters, and I've done news, most reporters, and I've been there, you try to get more than one source, but 30 sources, that struck me as odd. That's overkill. But the real fake news story that was going around is Comey asked more money for the investigation, the Russian investigation. He didn't do it because the deputy director was testifying today. We didn't ask for more money, and if we need more money, we come to you. Donald Trump, I think, is on to something. There is a lot of fake news. I call it propaganda being put out by big lie media. Now, one final story to wrap it up. And if you're graduating from college, be careful what you major in. There was a news story in the Washington Examiner, not the Washington Post, the Washington Examiner. It was a study of media jobs. And what caught my eye, now if you asked me what's the job prospects for, quote, reporters, journalists, I'd say pick another major. Pick another major. Because journalists have been, and it's a long-term trend. Over the last 10 years, nationally, and that's the important point here, jobs are down 22%. They've lost over 12,000 reporting jobs. So maybe journalism is not the best field to major in. However, and there's always exceptions to the rule, there's one city where reporter journalist jobs are up. Now, what city do you think that is? Yes, you got it right. Washington, D.C. Doesn't surprise me. Washington, D.C. is booming as governments get bigger and bigger, and we have the American empire worldwide. Washington, the new Rome, has more reporters, more opportunities for reporters. Most every other town, with few exceptions, cities as well, it's either flat or going down. And this is a long-range trend. I'll link into something that makes the point. When I walk on a college campus, including Richland College, I look around. I wanted to see what students are looking at. Are they reading books? A few. But when they're walking, and this is the funny part, what do they have in their hand? Yes, a smartphone. They're addicted to that smartphone. They're oblivious to the surroundings, but they're looking on that little screen that they're holding in their hands, and their neck is down. And it's sort of funny because they run into people. I've had that happen. I'm sure you've had it happen. Sometimes I let it happen. And the ones that are sitting down, they have their laptop out and their cell phone. They're looking at two screens. There's a message there, especially if you want to go into print media. Maybe that's not the right choice. Don't want to be discouraging anyone that wants to write, but maybe journalism and being a reporter, except for Washington, D.C., might not be the best career move, especially, and let me tell you something, and I understand this, there's a lot of competition for the few jobs that are still there. And this goes, how should I say, invariably, if you've been around any length of time, and I include myself in that situation, several years ago, about 15 to 20, what was the hot subject? It was software, being a programmer. Everyone wanted to be a computer programmer. There's only one problem. Maybe 2% of the population have the aptitude for it. So you got to be very, very careful, and it's hard to predict ahead what's going to be the hot career opportunities. You really should do job research before you decide on a major. And I didn't do this. I'm just as guilty of it. Look at the job opportunities because they're continually changing. And then be careful what major you're in. A little planning and preparation go a long way. As the Boy Scout motto says, be prepared. Well, be prepared. Otherwise, you might get a shock when you try to enter journalism and become a reporter and find out A, the paper's not there, or B, the paper's still there, but they've laid off half their staff, and you can't find a job, or you're going to spend a long time searching, and the salaries have not been going up. It's expensive to run a news operation. It's a lot cheaper to do other things. Let me conclude the show with, again, congratulating those that are graduating from Richland College and, for that matter, any of the local colleges and high schools. And may your job search be brief but rewarding. Now, for my favorite song, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.